From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues the series of studies in Psalm 138 as he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled Personal Revival in Time of Trouble. The text is verse 7 of the psalm, Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Rather than allowing ourselves to be swallowed up by the trials that come our way, we are encouraged to follow the example of David, who in the midst of difficulties and dangers focused upon the Lord his God. The Lord will enable his tried servants to bring glory to his name as they look to Christ and apply the promises of God's word to their circumstances. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Surgery for Healing. The text is found in Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1. Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. It is the Lord's way to tear before he heals. This is the honest love of his heart, and the sure surgery of his hand. He also bruises before he binds up, or else it would be uncertain work. The law comes before the gospel, the sense of need before the supply of it. Is our listener now under the convincing, crushing hand of the Spirit? Has he received the spirit of bondage again to fear? This is a salutary preliminary to real gospel healing and binding up. Do not despair, dear heart, but come to the Lord with all thy jagged wounds, black bruises, and running sores. He alone can heal, and he delights to do it. It is our Lord's office to bind up the brokenhearted, and he is gloriously at home at it. Let us not linger, but at once return unto the Lord from whom we have gone astray. Let us show him our gaping wounds, and beseech him to know his own work and complete it. Will a surgeon make an incision and then leave his patient to bleed to death? Will the Lord pull down our old house and then refuse to build us a better one? Dost thou ever wantonly increase the misery of poor anxious souls? That be far from thee, O Lord.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Whatever the trial, whatever the suffering, whatever the anguish, whatever the affliction, whatever the challenge, He'll support us. He'll preserve us. And He'll use our circumstances to make us useful for His glory. Now that's easy to say. Let me tell you, first of all, it's absolutely true. He will do this. But second, it is a great thing. It's a vast thing for a Christian to say, Lord, I believe it and I embrace it. There have been Christians, and the Lord has put them on the flat of their back for years. And it was from that bed that they glorified Him. The Lord will support us. There's survival here. But thank God there's revival. When our circumstances threaten to undo us, He will revive the working of grace in us. He will quicken us to exercise faith in the promise. He will quicken our fervency so that we may do our duty in His service. In order to accomplish this, He will use His Word. That's why it's vital for a Christian day by day to be in the Word of God. It's vital for a Christian to be reading, studying, as the prophet said, eating the Word of God. God uses His Word. You know, one of the real reasons why Christians can't get a word from God when they're in trouble is they're not in the Word. When God comes to speak to you, it's not going to be some voice floating out of the ether. It's as you're in the Word, He's going to come by His Spirit, witnessing with your spirit, taking His Word, iron sharpening iron, and He's going to use that Word. That's how God speaks to His people. It's vital for Christians to be in the Word. For it's the Word that God will use when you are in trouble to quicken your faith and your fervency. As He does so, He will draw near to you to give the comfort of His presence. And this is the wonderful thing. When you have God's presence or the realization of it, you can face anything. When you have the realization of God's presence, you can endure anything. You remember the three Hebrew children thrown into the fiery furnace? The old king says, did not I cast three men bound into the furnace? But I see four men loose in the furnace. You can endure the furnace when you have Christ with you and you know it. How do you think that a timorous soul like Archbishop Thomas Cranmer, who signed a recantation of his gospel views to save his life, how do you think that suddenly he was able to turn away and recant his recanting, and when it came to be burned at the fire, put that hand in first, let it burn, that signed such a document, and could happily die in the flames? Not because he was suddenly a very courageous, strong individual, but because he had a deep, abiding consciousness of the presence of the Lord. And that's what gives comfort. He gives us a sight of His love in Christ. You know, the devil wants you through suffering and trial to doubt that the Lord loves you. When you can be cut adrift from the assurance and the joy of God's love in Christ, you're going to be a miserable soul, and your troubles will not be eased thereby. Your suffering will be doubled. But oh, a sight of the love of Christ. Take the prayer of the hymn we sometimes sing, make it yours day by day. Give me a sight, O Savior, of thy wondrous love for me, of the love that brought thee down to earth to die on Calvary. Oh, make me understand it, help me to take it in, what it meant for thee, the Holy One, to bear away my sin. He'll give you a sight of his love, and he'll apply the promises of the gospel to your heart. This is how God revives us. Revives us to love him more. Revives us to trust him more. Revives us to pray more. Revives us to serve him more. And when he does this, to use the imagery of our text, he stretches forth his hand for us and against our enemies, both human and satanic. The psalmist says he restrains, he stretches forth his hand against, he restrains the wrath of our enemies. He uses his right hand. Psalm 20 verse 6 equates that with his saving strength. He uses his saving strength against the wrath of our enemies. But you know that right hand in Scripture means something very specific, does it not? It speaks of the place and the effect of Christ's exaltation. He's exalted to the right hand of God. And when the psalmist says, "Thy right hand shall save me," in New Testament terminology, what he's saying is, the Lord Jesus Christ will save me through the merits of his life and his death and his resurrection and his intercession. And you know, this is the essence of personal revival. I want you this morning, as you leave God's house, I want you to go out with a new sense of hope. I'm not denying the troubles that you're facing. I'm not minimizing the troubles that you're facing. But what I'm telling you is this. Though you walk in the midst of trouble, the Lord says, I will revive you. I'll give you a consciousness of my presence. I'll give you confidence in the position of Christ at God's right hand. I'll give you a conviction that my purpose is good. And I'll give you the comfort of my power working for you. This is the heritage of those that fear the Lord's name. So go from this house this morning with a fresh sense of confidence, a fresh sense of comfort, a fresh sense of purpose. This is the reality. There is never a time or a place that we cannot walk with the Lord. You're walking in the midst of trouble? Keep on walking, but walk with God. There's never a time or a place where we cannot prove his power to make us more than conquerors. We are not victims, but victors, because we're in Christ. There is never a time or a place where we cannot experience genuine, personal revival. Are you walking in the midst of trouble today? Do you see your troubles piled up like the Himalayas all around about you, and you're this little creature right in the midst of those great, awe-inspiring peaks of affliction? Let me tell you, above the mountains, there is the God of glory. And he says, you may be surrounded by your troubles. Don't be swallowed up by them. For though you walk in the midst of trouble, I will revive you. May the Lord indeed revive our hearts with the consciousness of his presence and the comfort of his power working evidently on our behalf. Let's bow together in a word of prayer. Let's all seek the Lord's face. But as we're bowed in prayer, before we close, let me ask you today, do you know this Savior that I've been talking about? Not only Christians have troubles, sinners have even bigger troubles, for you have the greatest trouble of all. You have the awful, awful trouble of having God as your enemy and God as your judge. Woe to the man that makes an enemy of the Almighty. But you know, you can be saved today. And I trust you'll flee to Christ and be saved. And if you're saved already, you've come to the house of God this morning and you've really been going through some dark places, lift up your eyes and, as David did, to the hills around Jerusalem to see where the temple of God was. Lift up your eyes. Get your eyes on Christ. See Him at God's right hand. Cry to Him, Lord, grant me to be supported and sustained and revived. Father in heaven, how we thank Thee for the care of Him who said that we're to cast all our care upon the Lord, for He careth for us. How we praise Thee today for the watch care of our great Shepherd. O Lord, we pray Thee, look with mercy upon the suffering and the pained. Look upon those, O God, who are going through dark valleys of trouble and trial. And, O Lord, we ask Thee this day that Thou wilt turn their eyes upon Jesus, to look full in His wonderful face. Let the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. We pray indeed for the healing of bodies. We pray, O God, for the comfort of souls. We pray for a clear path to be made before Thy people in confusion. But, O Lord, most of all and first of all, we pray, show us Thy glory. O Lord, show us Thy love in Christ. Grant the conscious realization of the near presence of the Lord. O God, we pray, come and revive Thy people. Revive our love for Christ. O God, forgive us for becoming cold and dead in spirit. Revive our desire to pray. Revive and quicken our faith according to Thy word. Revive our service and make it fervent in spirit. And grant that we may live in the power of the Spirit of God. So, Lord, hear our cry and grant an abundant answer. We pray, giving Thee our thanks, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.